ஓம் சாந்தி. டுடேஸ் கிளாஸ் டாபிக் இஸ் டு யூ நோ வாட் இஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிளாஸ்? எஸ், இஃப் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் யூ No one knows. Was it announced in the morning or not? Yes. How to accumulate the treasures of confluence age. So we all know this confluence age is the most elevated, most precious diamond-like age in whole Kalpa. No other age. Baba says is no other age we can accumulate this much big income which we accumulate in the confluence age. But because the soul has to go through karma philosophy. So although we all remember Baba, although we all try to follow Srimad or Baba's directions, but still we are all number wise. Because whatever we accumulate, it is according to karma philosophy. So there are so many things which help us in earning more income, and there are so many things which when become negative, then in place of earning, rather we lose. So in today's class we will try to understand how can we accumulate continuously in this confluence age. And actually this confluence age, Baba says, is 100 years. But for us, how many years we have got? For our life, few years only. And we don't know how long it's going to continue. And here again in Iron Age, it's the time of untimely death, so we don't know how many years we have left for our life. So that's why Baba says time is very limited. And in this short period of time, we have to accumulate income for how many births? 21 births. And not only for 21 births, even it continues for whole Kalpa. So it's a small age is for, it's the basis or foundation for whole Kalpa. So first thing is, do we value this time in that way or not? And sometimes Baba says, we are all very big businessmen. We are the richest in the world. Can we? How can we richest in the world? On other hand, Baba says he is the masters of poor. Only those who are middle class or poor, they come to Baba. Very wealthy person, rich people do not come because they don't have time. Their most of time is going in earning that perishable income, not. Because there are two types of income. One is perishable and other is imperishable. So there most of time is going in earning that income. But we are earning more than them. And Baba says, because in confluence age, if I am taking each and every step in Baba's remembrance, if I am following Baba's Srimad in each and every step, then my that step is accumulating multi-million times. And in Hindi we say, har kadam mein padam hai. How many of you know Hindi? Raise your hands. Few are there. So, har kadam mein padam hai. Means, I am accumulating multi-million times. So, Baba says, you see in the world, can there be any businessman like you who can earn multi-millions in when he takes up one step? Can anyone earn? No. That is impossible. So, for us, it's possible. If we are aware of it. If I am not aware, then maybe. In place of earning, I may be wasting. So how much I am valuing the time, my words, my deeds, it depends on that. So we are the richest in the world, not only at this time. This time we are not earning that perishable income, but we are earning all imperishable. Baba stresses. And we all know what are those stresses. Yes, any one of you can share. What are those stresses? Knowledge. Number one is knowledge. Then positive thoughts, elevated thoughts. Then virtues, values. Then powers. Then our breaths. Life of this confluence age. It's again a treasure if we use it in a worthwhile way. And what else? Yes? Treasure of time. So there are six main imperishable treasures we have which we earn at this time and which give us the fruit for or reward for 21 births. Okay. So when we use the treasure of knowledge, Baba says how you accumulate it, how you can increase your treasure of knowledge in confluence age. So when we come to Baba, we take 7 days course, we know the basics of knowledge, and we feel happy. I have got the knowledge of 3 aspects of time. I know the present, future and past of the world, this world. I know all the 3 regions, subtle reasons, my real abode. But till I churn over it, till I make it as my own, it's not a treasure. I won't be able to use it when really I am facing the situation. So the treasure of knowledge, Baba sometimes says, it's like an arrows of knowledge. And it should hit the target at the right time when I need it. And when I need means at the time of attacks of Maya. We are in which world? It's Tamo Pradhan world. So we don't know any time, any situation can arise. Any time, any influence of Maya can come to me. And when that influence has come, Baba says, okay, if like there is influence of body consciousness, maybe. In today's Murli, Baba says, I came under the influence of the vice of lust today. So which is the knowledge point which is able to finish this voice of lust? It is soul consciousness. As soon as I transform my vision as soul, I lift my consciousness above the body consciousness level, I'm able to overcome it. Or I can become victorious over that part of Maya. But if I have not used that soul consciousness continuously in my life, if I am not experienced it, then it won't work. Although you know that soul consciousness is the point to have victory over body consciousness, but at the right time I won't be able to use it, and what will be the result? That I am successful or not successful. So if I churn over it every day, because in every day Murli Baba speak about soul consciousness. You know that not a single day is Murli pass without having this point in that. So like when I eat food, that eating food, it's not eating enough. It needs to be digested to give power to the body. And it becomes the part of blood. It becomes part of my flesh and bones. Then it is really useful. All the elements are used in the body wherever they are required. In the same way, that knowledge, it is giving power to my mind. It is bringing power to imbibe virtues in my life. So, churning means when I hear a point in a Murli, I find it new, then I think over it. How I can use it? Today, how I will use this point in my situations? Or how I will use this point for the service of others. What is the significance or secret lying behind it? Why Baba speaks like this? So if I will try to find out the real meaning or depth of that, churning means I am going deep into it. And Baba always says when someone dives in the sea, what does he get? Jewels. It's only when dive deep into the sea, the jewels come. In the same way, we experience them as jewels. No, it's like jewels of knowledge, Baba says. So we only experience them as jewels when we dive, or when we go deep, in deep meaning of them, in deep significance of them. This is called churning. So till I became introvert, I sit in solitude, I find out time for myself, instead of going into waste thoughts, sometimes what happens? When I am sitting in silence, in place of churning on the jewels of knowledge, what am I doing? I am churning on situations. Whatever had happened, this one had said this to me, why they have talked like this, they should not be doing this. Is that true? If I am not attentive, if I am not aware, then what I usually do, because Baba says old sanskars. You know, yesterday Murli, you remember? Baba talked about this especially, you know, how you can accumulate. You earn and as well as you finish at the same time. So how this happens? Because I go more into waste thoughts. These are all waste thoughts. They are not the thoughts of knowledge. They are not good thoughts. They are not elevated thoughts. They are not pure thoughts. And if I am having feelings of I and my into it, we lose. In place of earning, I am losing more. And Baba said, mostly what we are under influence of, my nature. It's my nature. It's my sanskar. So when I say my, so think about it. Really? Is that yours? When I am Brahmin, so my sanskars, remember yesterday's Murli? Which sanskars are mine? Are those sanskars which are old sanskars, Shudra sanskar, or Baba sanskars, godly sanskars, they are mine. So as soon as those sanskars emerge, what should I need to do? I need to transform immediately to this Brahmin's life sanskar. My Brahmin's life sanskars are those of Baba's, means Baba is ocean of peace. Baba is ocean of love. So loving, caring, compassionate, cooperative, bestower, benefactor, these are my sanskars. Because Baba's sanskars are this. Is it true? What are Baba's sanskars? So these positive sanskars are Baba's sanskars, and so the same as mine. So in that way, if I use these virtues in my day-to-day life, then I am accumulating my income. And I am accumulating multi-million times. And one more thing Baba pointed out, that it should be with pure heart, honest heart, true heart. If I am doing anything with that true love for Baba, with honesty, you know, there can be two methods. One is, it's really coming from the depth of my heart. And other is, like with the basis of my intellect. I know I should do like this. I should be doing or saying or serving like this. So I'm just using my head. It's not coming from my heart. Then the income is different than the one who is doing it with heart. Love for Baba, full income, full marks I am getting. And sometimes even what happens, people show it. It's not from their heart, it's just for the sake of showing something that I am doing it. Or for the sake of earning name, fame. You know, people in the world, when they do some charity for the world, or they do some social service, any good task, if they do, what do they do? They want to earn name and fame out of that. They always want their name behind it. Because they do not know the karma philosophy. If I am doing something for the sake of name, then I'm just using the reward at the same time. And and if I'm using it at the same time, then am I accumulating or not? No. So Baba says, then I do not accumulate anything. And sometimes not only this, we describe it. whatever we do, we describe it. I have done this much, I have done that much. And if I describe, then again Baba says that Baba has taught us this karma. I told you karma philosophy. So if I am describing my good actions or my service, whatever I have done, again, I am using the reward. I am eating the fruit here only. I am not accumulating it for the future. So if I am mature enough, you know, like Baba gives the example of Mama. Mama was very silent and introvert. She was mature. She never described, she has lot of power of accommodation, what we say. So if we do service in that way, Baba says, Mama has accumulated full income in short period of time. Although, in present days, the services form is more unlimited. Now Baba's children, they do more service than it was at the Sakar Baba's time. But still, Mama and Baba, they are the number one. No one can reach at their status. They are number one, Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. The income they accumulated. So, how they accumulated in short period of time full income. The reason is, they followed this. Whatever Baba said, how we need to perform our actions, how we need to think, how we need to use our treasure of thoughts in the confluence age, how we should speak. The body, mind and wealth, in which way we need to use. And here again Baba says the imperishable treasures, the more we use, more they increase. Like perishable income, more you use, you lose it, you finish it. But in imperishable treasures, the more we use them, more they increase. So knowledge, using for the self means churning it and then donating it to others. So if I am sharing these jewels of knowledge with others, I am giving Baba's message to others, then I am increasing my experience of this knowledge in my life too. So donating means increasing the wealth of knowledge. Okay? And whenever obstacles come, so if I am able to put full stop to it, and with the help of knowledge only I can put a full stop. Otherwise I won't be able to control my mind. I told you already, we go into lot of waste thoughts immediately. And Baba says, how can we put a full stop? If any adverse situation come, maybe if someone is, insulting me for something which I haven't done. Sometimes this happens, people misunderstand you and they insult you without any reason. Then how can I put a full stop to it? Which knowledge point I can use? If, in worldly life, what people do? They do tit for tat. If you have insulted me, I am also going to insult you. If you have spoke one word to me, then I am going to speak two words. If you said four words, then I am multiplying it. Sometimes not only adding it, but multiplying it. But we Brahmins, we are not going to behave in this way. Because we have powers also, So here we use two powers, no? Power to tolerate and power to face. And I am able to overcome this situation with the help of this knowledge point. If this person is insulting me at this time, means according to karma philosophy, I had insulted him somewhere in the previous birth. So the soul is clearing account. And if my burden is going, no, if you have some credit and if you really, you know, like clear it, then how do you feel? How do you feel? We feel light because my credit is, yes, settled. My account is settled. So if I have settled this account, then I should feel happy. That's what Baba teaches us. Okay, here in the confluence age, we are settling all our old accounts. So if you have tons of heavy load on your head, and if that is removed, then I'm very light. So take that situation in that way. So I will be able to put a full stop. And second thing Baba says, whatever is happening for good. That was my test paper. And what is good in that? If I pass the test paper without having waste thoughts, if I have tolerated it, I haven't spoke even a single word, I tolerated it, but I am having waste thought after tolerance. So means it's not really tolerance. Again, I am wasting my time and energy in that waste thinking. So if I am able to put a full stop, then I passed my test paper with honor. I have accumulated my full marks in that situation. Sometimes Baba says, someone is lying and I am getting angry. So you give the reason, because the person is lying, that's why I am angry. So lying is wrong action, but getting angry, is that right? Then both are wrong. So, are you pass or fail? Then you also failed. So you got an opportunity to accumulate your marks, but because you failed, you lose. So we need to understand at that time, and then we are able to put a full stop over it. So going into questions or in this exclamations, Baba says, no, like putting a wonder mark, that all is losing. But it's only full stop is earning my income. And if I am using my body in Baba's service, when we come to yajna, we do yajna service in different programs, you know, like we are needed for that service. So if I am doing that service as an instrument, Baba has made me instrument, with that feeling, if I am doing that service with selfless motive. Sometimes when we do service, there is some selfish motive behind it. I need something from Baba. I need to fulfill my desire from Baba. That same thing happens on the path of devotion. You know, when people go for pilgrimage places, what do? They ask one or other thing from God. So here again, no, we use the same sanskar when we come to Baba, and when we do some service to Baba, then I have something in my mind. I want to attain something for me. This physical world's desires, perishable desires, in other words, I would say. So then that is not accumulating my income for the future. Okay, Baba, we are Baba's children. Baba fulfills our desires, no, because he is supreme. So if he fulfills my desire on the path of devotion, why won't he fulfill my desire on the path of knowledge? He will. But then I am not accumulating it. I am just using that my service which I have done for this present time. And if I am serving through body, Baba sometimes say, sometimes, no, we get karmic account in the form of illness. My body is suffering from some disease. So simple diseases, no one worries about them. We go to the doctor, take medicine, within days, it's over. But when there are chronic diseases means lifelong diseases, if someone is suffering, maybe sometimes they are very, I would say, I'm not getting the right word, you know, like cancer. It's life-threatening. You know, some diseases, they are like life-threatening diseases. And they really put people in that stress, fear and worry. But if I am using my body for Baba's service, I will be able to finish my body's karmic accounts through Karma Yoga. No, like there are two things. In Hindi we say karma bhog, means suffering, the karma, and other is karma yoga. So when there is stage of karma yoga, it means no matter how big the form of that disease is, it becomes like a thorn. The pain will be experienced least. No matter how biggest the problem is, but the suffering will be minimum. Or it, you know, sometimes Baba says, even from thorn it can become like a flower. And I have experienced that in my life. You know, like 2-3 times I got this type of things, and I really used that power of Karma Yoga. Using that power of soul consciousness over body consciousness, because what happens when we have some suffering, then we easily become body conscious. We come in the feeling of pain easily. Rather than remembering Baba, or remembering our those knowledge thing, or experiencing that super sensuous joy, we go into pain. So I tried to experiment it at that time, really, that works which the treasure Baba has given to us, and I saw that really works. No, it's like an injection. Sometimes Baba says the power of silence works like an injection. So if science has that power, that science gives some injection to someone, what happens? Immediately the pain disappears, or immediately whatever the disease the person gets, relief. In the same way, if I am using my that spiritual power at the same time, having clear line with Baba and getting that power with concentration in me, the pain immediately disappears. And the medicine which we take for that works like a magic. And we all know our thought power really influences the matter. Now we We know the this experiments of the scientist Emoto, the experiments on water. How many of you have heard about that? Actually, not all. It's only few. So he experimented on water. You know that he took water in the two glasses, and on one glass he wrote Hitler, name of Hitler, and on other glass he wrote name of Mother Teresa. And then he told, the experiment group, he told them, see the name of Hitler on the glass, it was full of water, and just think about him, how he was. And you all know, if someone thinks about Hitler, then which type of thoughts come to their mind? He was such a cruel man, and hatred, the thoughts of hatred. And when you read about Mother Teresa, which type of thoughts mind will create? Compassion, always helping others, really those who are in need and all, kindness, loving thoughts. And then he freezed that water. And he found that the crystals of the water, this Hitler glass, they were totally disorganized, very bad shaped, and the crystals from Mother Teresa written water, they were very beautiful, well organized. So then he gave this concept that our body is made up of 70% water. So if I am in negative thoughts, then the influence is really harmful for my whole system. And if I am in good thoughts, pure thoughts, then even if I am diseased, those thoughts are healing thoughts. And this is how the body-mind concept came here, how our mind affects our this physical body, because mind has power to influence the matter. So the same thing Baba has told us. Now science is proving it. Now Baba has told us the importance of pure food. Why should we eat pure food in remembrance of Baba, offering it to Baba? Because it changes the vibrations of those elements. And then the food become healthy for our mind and body both. If we even drink water, any liquid, if I am drinking any juice or maybe beverages, whatever it is, and if I am drinking in remembrance of Baba, again, I am adding power into that liquid. That spiritual power really is going to add health to my body. So even I can make my own medicine. Amrit Vela, if you put a glass of water in front of you and you do meditation, powerful meditation, and then give your good thoughts to that water you have kept in that glass, and then if you drink it daily, and you can experiment that will really makes you healthy, because it has got Baba's vibrations power in it. Why do we give importance to Amrit on the Bhog day? Why that becomes nectar? That is also water, but why we call that nectar? Even a mouthful of it is, we give value to it. Because that is offered to Baba. So here Baba says, if I am using my body in Baba's service in a worthwhile way, I can finish my karmic accounts very easily, and as well for next 21 births, what will happen? For next 21 births, I am not going to get any disease. I'll always be disease free. I'll be healthy, ever healthy. deities, they never get any illness. Not even a trace of suffering of body. And I will be living longer means like 150 years in golden age and almost 125 years in silver age. So that is the reward. And if I am using my mind in Baba's service, because this is also a treasure of confluence age. Sorry. So if I am using my mind, my thoughts for service of others, and especially we do it through our good feelings and good wishes for everyone. This is the method of doing service through mind. So if I can keep good wishes and good feelings for each and every soul, no matter which type of soul is that one. We all know, we all have different parts, we all have different sanskars, and even we come in contact with the ignorant souls of the world, and they are completely in influence of vices, and they are totally different from Brahmins, but still we keep our good wishes and good feelings for them. So Baba says, as the sun in the sky spread the rays and heat, light and heat for each and every soul of this world. Even the physical sun has that power. Being at one place, it can spread to the whole world. So I am the son of, master son of knowledge. Baba is son of knowledge. And who am I? I am his child. So I am master. So I am master son of knowledge. Being at one place even. Service through mind is like, you are at one place locally, but you can serve globally. I can spread vibrations to the souls of the whole world. But its only condition is those thoughts should be based on good wishes and good feelings. They should be selfless. There should not be selfish motive behind them. Like when I do service in this way, then only I accumulate. This is the method to accumulate my income. And if there is any trace of vice in it, because thoughts have many colors. Like if there is influence of vice, means if you are attached to someone, then still you want to do their service through mind. But attachment is a vice. In yesterday's Muli, if you remember what Baba spoke, what is the cause of waste thoughts? The most common cause of waste thoughts is, yes? I want to hear from you. Because it was just yesterday's Avyakt Baba Smurli. Yeah? Russia? Okay. Those who know English or Hindi? Feeling of I and my, that we already talked about, but attachment. Baba says there are two types of attachment. One is gross attachment and other is subtle attachment. So gross attachment you all know. We can all make out, like we have attachment this to this thing or to this person. But subtle attachment, to know we really need that refined stage of soul consciousness. Then only we can become aware of that and we are able to remove that. So sometimes that soul really pulls you. And when that soul pulls you, it takes your lot of time and energy. You spend your lot of thought energy for those souls whom you are attached to. And then Are you earning or losing? What do I think? I love this person. No, that's why I think, I care, I'm concerned. So, but if I have any selfish motive behind it, I'm giving means I want to also, I also expect from them. And if I am having these feelings, then it's not service through mind. It should be selfless. That's how, no, like that's why Baba, although given us a good method, no, like we can earn in each and every step, and in this few years we can accumulate not only for 20 births, we can accumulate for whole kalpa. But still, why we are not accumulate so high, why we are number wise, the reason is, like we are sometimes not using right methods in which we can accumulate our income. But sometimes we lose more. If I am doing this service, no, like sometimes we speak such words which give wrong impression about Baba, or oh, I'm angry and I'm not in control of myself and whatever is coming to my mouth I am speaking. So before that you have done Baba's service 10 times, this one disservice of yours, you're wasting that 10 times service. If you are earning multi-million times, you can even lose multi-million times. That's what Baba says. If I am doing some sinful action, and that sinful action is doing disservice of Baba. And sometimes what happens? We deceive also, no? Baba says even 1-2 days ago it was came in Murli that deceive means like I'm doing something wrong, but I don't want to defame myself. So I'm not speaking the truth. And what do I think? Oh, who knows? No, like, who will come to know? Okay, Baba is there, but, no, like, sometimes for Sakar Baba he used to say, Sakar Baba, he is not Jani Jananhar. Jani Jananhar, he doesn't know, everyone's heart, what's going on in them, what thoughts they have. So Baba says he doesn't know. So even if I don't tell, no one is going to find out, no, what wrong I am going to do. So it's okay. And then who has become complete? All are the same, all are doing all these things. So if I am doing, what is wrong in that? So in this way, no, we continue in this Brahman life. So if I am doing wrong actions, then what happens? Then again, instead of accumulating my income, I am really losing it. It's going in minus. Or even if I am earning something, I am just using it right now. No? Baba says, kamaya or khaya in Hindi. So here again, I should be careful. Says if I am doing service through my mind, then the images which will be created in the future, because we are all going to become worship worthy. So in corporate, these images themselves, like the pictures, they will radiate the same type of vibrations through their faces, So when we go to temples and we stand in front of gods and goddesses' images, how do we feel? We feel the vibrations of peace and power and compassion through their faces, through their eyes. So they are like giving blessings. So in the same way, in Western world, there are not gods and goddesses' images, but angels are there. Angels are believed. And even that form also radiates the vibrations of who are the angels. This is the memorial of Baba's children, because being in angelic stage, they did Baba's service there. So those angels, they radiate again peace, compassion, cooperation, feelings of cooperation for others. So your image, future image, Baba says, will also be doing that service. Not only present, at present you do that service, but your this income, it goes with you for whole kalpa. And your mind will remain always, how do you want it? Happy, peaceful, and blissful. Okay? And other thing, like we say, this treasure of time. And Baba says, if I use this treasure of time in Baba's service at present, because the time is also treasure, and Baba says, 1 second of confluence age worth years, like earning income for years, because confluence age is small. So, in comparison to whole kalpa, this is very short period. So every second of this confluence age is valuable. So if I am is wasting my 1 second at this time, means I am wasting much. It counts. So how I use the time at this time is valuable. And if I am using my whole time, whatever time I have, for Baba's service, then I come at the most elevated time at this kalpa. Most elevated time, most pure time of this kalpa is beginning of golden age. So I am able to get birth right from the beginning of this kalpa till the end. So then I'll get the full time. If I am giving full time for Baba's service, then my reward, my this earning is for whole kalpa. Right from the beginning I come till the end. And if I make excuses, like even if I have time but I waste it in other activities, I have interest, so many lot of other interests, and I'm wasting my time in all those, I'm not using it in worthwhile way or in Baba's service, then my income decreases accordingly. So then I need to check myself now, how I'm using all my treasures in the confluence age. Am I using for Baba's service all the time? If I'm using them all the time, then I am increasing them. I am accumulating my income. And even if I have them, but I'm just happy. That like some people, they keep their money in the bank and they are happy that I have so much money, but I'm not using it. So Baba says, don't keep your money in your locker. Don't keep your treasures in your locker. And they are there's for using. So I need to use them, and the more I use them, more I am increasing them. Okay? So I need to do self-realization and just see I'm using all those traces in the way Baba is telling me, the karma philosophy Baba has taught me at this time, and if I'm using accordingly, then really I'm earning multi-millions in each and every step. And then we are going to become the richest of this karta. Okay? Om Shanti.